When WUNC started recruiting for the station's Summer Youth Reporting Institute, one thing was clear. Guns are a big issue for teenagers today. Nearly every one of the applicants we interviewed had something to say about guns. Kenzie Patrick, a recent Orange High School graduate, wasn't sure how she felt about guns. We gave her a microphone and asked her to figure it out.
When I was younger, I lived with my grandfather for a while, and I remember hearing him talk about his gun. I never saw it, but I always felt safe just because I knew he had it. Fast forward to now, with police brutality, Parkland, and other school shootings, I'm not feeling as safe anymore. So I decided to talk to him about his gun, just to see why he got it and what he used it for.
This is my room here where I keep my weapons stored.
Okay.
I usually keep them out of the reach of the grandkids.
Okay.
And I usually keep them stored inside a safe. I'll show you where my safe is
okay. In
a moment.
My grandpa's name is James Patrick. He lives in a small country town called Eflin with my grandma. They own 10 acres of land, and he has two guns.
Got this little small 9mm. Mm-hmm. The reason I got this 9mm, because in the military, I handle weapons a lot. And then I have just a pump shotgun,
okay. Especially
for the animals.
My grandpa showed me how to shoot his gun, and he even let me hold one of his guns. I'm not going to lie, I was nervous.
They teach you in the class to hold a weapon like this. Uh-huh. Okay. So you gotta really be careful. This has a lot of power.
Yeah, it does. How come your hand's not jerking back?
How come my hand's not jerking back?
Yeah, like how come you're not like losing control of it?
That's in the movies, Kenzie.
Oh. And then he asked me to shoot the gun. I tried to be brave, but I just couldn't do it. I was way too scared.
You got to hold this tight, man. You got to hold it. That's okay. You ain't ready.
No, I'm not ready. That was my first time ever holding a gun. I'm glad it was only the 9mm. I can't imagine holding anything bigger. And neither can my grandpa. He believes there are certain guns that neither of us should ever have.
I agree with the push that there are certain weapons out here we don't need to have our hands on. I don't need to have an AR-15. I don't need to have a Tommy gun. You know, I don't need to have weapons that can create mass destruction quickly. There's no need for that.
I went to a Second Amendment rally in downtown Hillsboro. There were over 200 people outside the old courthouse. A lot of the people I talked to loved guns of all kinds. Handguns, shotguns, automatic weapons, even pretend guns that kids made out of Pop-Tarts. No guns were allowed at the rally, but as a young black girl in an almost all-white crowd full of people just talking about guns, I was scared.
White males take advantage of having guns.
That's my friend Shanice Thorpe. She grew up around guns, like me.
Let's just be real with it. I mean, I really do. I feel like it gives them this sense of power that I could take your life in an instant and it wouldn't even matter because I feel safe with this gun. You know, it's like a sense of power and stability that they have over you. They know that they could literally end your life by a pull of a trigger.
But, you know, it's not just white men that can get reckless with a gun. My friend, Kentwan Pettifort, was at a party this summer where things got out of hand.
In the midst of the party, there was a fight between two girls, which led to some people shooting. I almost thought I was about to die or something.
Kentwan says no one was hurt. Thank God. I'm so glad I wasn't there when it happened. But I could have been. Guns have always been all around me. And maybe they always will. For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Kenzie Patrick.